else. Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion, history lesson with Pastor Chatfield here on this Friday, August 7th, 2026 edition. Pastor Chatfield, I got a couple of text messages in. Like to start with Cliff Tellini. He says, my dad was a Marine in World War II in the Pacific Theater. They called him Dugout Doug. After World War II, he had to re-register. At the time, we were the only ones with the atomic bombs back then. He said MacArthur had the North Koreans and the Chinese pushed back to China during the Korean War. He wanted to nuke the Chinese. That is when Truman relieved him of his command. The Chinese were fighting against us along with the Koreans. He said his dad said you could tell them apart between the two armies. He ended up saying Truman was a chicken crap and wasn't all in, and that was the main reason why he fired MacArthur. So okay, that's, get your take on that.
That's what a lot of people thought. Now, MacArthur never said, I want to nuke him, but he implied it. He said, we should use whatever weapons we have to win this war. Okay, he didn't say nuke them, but yeah. But it was implied.
That's basically what everybody thought he meant.
Yes, so it was implied. He wanted to win the war. Now, this containment policy is what we went into Vietnam with. Same, I guess, not absolutely identical, but similar. 15, 20 years later, we were still with this containment. Don't enlarge the war. That was the philosophy. And that went even through to the Persian Gulf War. After we, it started off as in 1990 with Operation Desert Shield. Then it transformed into Operation Desert Storm. We went all the way in there. But we didn't depose Saddam Hussein. Well, we didn't do that. And we said, nope. President George Herbert Walker Bush said we did what we set out to do. We're not going to go beyond the parameters of what we wanted. And then we did it again in 2003 with George W. Bush, and he wanted to. And he was going to make a safe Iraq, a safe and secure Iraq that would be a bastion of Republican form of government. That didn't happen. They weren't ready for that. And it didn't work then either. So you can make arguments. Look, contain the war. Do what you got to do. Let the North Koreans do what they want to do. Now, I would argue this on the other side. The people living in North Korea have lived in probably the worst regime in the 20th and 21st centuries. I mean, they would like a little freedom, but I guess a lot of people will say, well, that's just too bad for them. But there was an argument that we don't have all the resources in the world. By the way, that's part of what's going on today, at least partly in Iran. I know people say, let's keep bombing. Okay, all right. But you know what? You run out of missiles. You run out of bombs. Every bomb you drop or missile you send costs a lot of money. And our resources are not inexhaustible. There is a definite parallel here. Okay, all right. We've crippled the Iranian military, or maybe not crippled, but we've damaged them. They are there. But still, they're still in charge. The clerics are still in charge. There is no freedom for the people of Iran. And I know a lot of your listeners or our listeners would say, well, that's up to the people of Iran. That's not up to us to have a regime change. Okay, that's one definite perspective. Yeah, they're on their own. Okay, all right, good. Okay. By the way, let me just draw this analogy. France didn't say that to us in 17, in 1779-80 when they helped us win the war. And without the French bottling in the British Navy, bottling out the British Navy at Yorktown, it's doubtful if Cornwallis could have evacuated all his men, who knows how long the Revolutionary War would have lasted. But France did help us, and that was pretty important. So we got some help. You think we should help the people of Iran? And a lot of our people say, no, that's their job, not our war. Okay. Well, I would just point out that we were helped, if that matters. But a larger lesson here is between, or an equally large lesson, besides the strategic debate, should we have gone into China, whipped them, and then the northern half of the Korean Peninsula, North Korea, been made free? Should we have done that? I don't know. I don't know. I will point out we haven't had a nuclear war. We didn't have a nuclear war, but and was Europe more important? If we would have gone in and had a full fledged war with China, if it would have indeed come to that, MacArthur said it wouldn't come to that. They will back down, but who knows, right? I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't have backed down. But if we would have had a full fledged war with China, in which we would have won, we're by far stronger military power. But what if the Soviet Union would have taken that as their cue to invade West Germany, because we couldn't fight two wars, we had demobilized too much. I mean, there's a lot of ifs. So that's one big argument. The other thing is this: two more. There is a constitution that we have, and our constitution says that the president is the commander in chief of the armed forces. The military must obey the president, whether he's right, even if he's wrong. You got to obey. That's our system of government. That's an important principle to maintain. And the third idea is this. It depends on who you read here. Where MacArthur is sometimes pointed as a great patriot, loved his country, hated communism, was willing to stand and fight. And Truman was just a lowly little, fickle, weak, politically calculating politician. That's what Truman was. I mean, then the other side, you have people who support Truman. And by the way, George Marshall supported Truman, and he was considered a patriot. They say, well, no, Truman was just standing for the office of the presidency in our constitutional form. And Douglas MacArthur was an egomaniac, narcissist. I mean, he was such a calculating man. By the way, you can bet on this. Whenever you have people that are vying for promotions and how many general they want to be, this, that, and the other, there is egos there. There's egos in politics. There's egos within the Republican Party. I've only learned that in the last 10, 15 years. There's egos. There's a lot of Republicans don't like each other. It's not because their policies are really that much different. It's because we're human beings, and they think that they're God's gift to the state or God's gift to the country. And that is the way it is. That's just the nature of history. So when I look at this, I kind of think it's somewhere in the middle, but I don't know. There you go.
One of the things, said there was, yeah, I have another text message. I'm reading it as I'm trying to talk with you.
Right.
The text message says this: with the history that we now know, do you think President Trump, who knows history as well, he's mentioned it quite a few times, good student of history, do you think perhaps he's choosing to not necessarily take whatever deal they come up with, and is looking at this as a way to maybe finish this once and for all in whatever ways, methods, means possible, is basically the text.
First of all, you know, it's like this. There's no finishing this once and for all. We're going to have wars in the future. It's a part of human history. But I understand the concept. Hey, we can't deal with these people in Iran, these clerics that are in charge. They have their own agenda. Whatever they put on paper, they put on paper for their own advantage, and they are hoping that they can wait out the Trump presidency and then get a Democrat in there, and then you get another deal like the Iranians struck with Obama, which we think is a bad deal, and they're going to do what they do. President Trump is trying. He's the deal maker. I mean, that's his art of the deal guy. He likes deals. He doesn't like war. But my point is, these people do like war. If people really is intent on having a war, do you have to give it to them? I don't know. Maybe. But I don't think you can trust these people. I don't think you can trust any deal they make. That's just my opinion. Whatever they say, they're going to violate it if they think it serves their interest. In my opinion, all they understand is power and force. That's all they understand. They don't hold our values at all. So it's a rough decision. And President Trump is making some political calculations, as did Truman. But you got to give Truman this credit. He knew that firing MacArthur would be unpopular. It was wildly unpopular in Japan. It was wildly unpopular in the United States. But he thought, no, this is insubordination. I'm going to fire him. And he made the call. And as much as I like MacArthur, maybe MacArthur got a little too big for his britches. Maybe forgot that he was a general, not the president. And we don't. And maybe he had to be fired. I guess if you forced me to make a call, I'd say he had to be fired. You can't undermine the president publicly. You shouldn't have sent that letter. He sent a letter to the VFW and kind of criticizing the policies. He sent this letter to a congressman, and it was critical. You can't do that. A person in the military, especially a five-star general, can't do that. And right after MacArthur gets back to the United States, I mean, everybody's threatening impeachment on Truman because of it. So I guess I take Truman's side more or less in the firing, I think. I don't know. We can argue that till the cows come home.
Amen. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other. Like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. the system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Greatly appreciate that lesson plan discussion, Pastor Chatfield. I want to talk about Northern Michigan Christian Academy in Burt Lake, right there between Lansen and Indian River. This is a private Christian school that I totally endorse, support. And I want you to talk about how you teach the kids differently than the public schools. And I want you to talk about tuition, and I want you to talk about not turning any child away. If people are listening and they'd like to have their grandson, granddaughter, or their kids moved over to your school, it's not too late to do it so far this year. I'd like you to talk about all of that. Let's start off with, how do you teach the kids differently than public schools?
Well, we teach it from, we're Americans. We teach American history. We're patriots. We're patriotic. We teach, we have, you know, the historic way of looking in America, that America is a God-blessed country, that God raised up this country, that it is and we teach our students to love our country. Now, it's not like we gloss over our flaws. Yes, we had slavery. Yes, that's true. Yes, we had systemic racism in this country for a while. That was true. That, you know, there was the Jim Crow laws after the war. But we have come so far, and we love our country, and we are simply trying to live up this country, and we're trying to live up to our ideals found in the Declaration of Independence. That's what Frederick Douglass said. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. said. Hey, just live up to your ideals. And we do, and we are, and we teach it the way it is, and we love our country. And this is a God-blessed country, and they will know our history. They will know the Declaration of Independence. They will know the Constitution. We drill it into them over and over to love our country. We say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, we have high academic standards, not just in history, but in math, science, English, Bible. We teach all these subjects, and we're conservatives. We believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We believe the most important thing there is on earth for anybody is to be saved, to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to know the Savior. And we teach children. Children, obey your parents. We always stand behind the parents. We acquiesce to the parents continually because we understand that God entrusted the rearing of the children first and foremost to the parents. And we always stand alongside the parents.
Teaching the kids to respect the parents first, more so than the school, more so than any outside influence. Listen to your mom and dad.
Exactly right. We believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. We believe that life begins at conception. We believe the Bible is the Word of God. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. We believe that people should go to church. I mean, we're Christian school, thoroughly Christian, but I think we have very good, high academic standards. I believe that. We're small, but nevertheless, that's, I believe everything I just said. And you're now, welcome to come.
And here's school. The thing. You've got room for kids already. This school year has started, but it's early enough. The kids could come over. The parents, grandparents could come over, meet you, take a tour of the school. They decide that it's a better fit, move the kids out of school. No problem whatsoever. Explain that process real quick.
That's right. You just fill out some papers. Tell us you agree with what we're trying to do. You put your kids in our school. We'll make it work. Yes, we have to charge some tuition. We get $0 from the government. Zero. And we didn't take any COVID money either. Virtually every other school in the state did. I said, no, we're not going to take any money from the state. In any form, shape, we didn't take any money. Most all the other Christian schools in our area did. To my knowledge, they all did. But we didn't. And we operate solely by whatever the parents, the tuition they can pay, and the offerings of our church people. The church, our church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church, underwrites the school. And we believe that a Christian education should not be denied any person based solely on financial hardship. Come and talk to us. We'll work it out. But you got to believe in what we believe. So there you go.
As far as the transition from a public school to your Christian academy, is that a difficult process? Do somebody have to notify the public school, transfer their records? What's that process? Give me 30 seconds on that.
Fill the papers out, send a records request. We send it to the public school. They mail back the records. It's a very piece of cake. Happens all the time. It is very easy. What needs to happen is parents, grandparents need to say, I don't want my children taught what they're teaching in the public school, atheism, and a denial of God, denial of how great our country is, and a newfangled history that they don't even know who Thomas Jefferson is or Declaration of Independence is. I don't know how you'd want your children. How could you listen to Trucker Randy and put your kids in a public school? I don't understand that because they're not teaching that in the public schools. I'm not here to criticize all public schools, no. But that's just a simple fact.
Simple fact. And Pastor Chatfield, can I give out your personal cell phone number if people want to text or call you?
Yes, of course.
Okay, this is the way to do it. Go ahead and give that number.
231-881-4124. 231-881-4124.
Send him a text. Call him. He'll set up an appointment to meet with anybody, parents, grandparents. You can take a tour of the school, learn more about it, find everything out. It's not too late. You can move your kids or grandkids for this school year. Pastor Chatfield, we'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Real good. Look forward to it.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds.